This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT Brake.
Yes, 2:40 on the sweet spot on a Friday, our final segment of the presentation before Why Today Doesn't Suck. And yes, the hard line at the greatness that is Myers Garden. Right there in the Knox Henderson area. Mm-hmm. Great place to go watch some golf today. In fact, we will have a resolution this weekend, Sunday at Augusta's. Unlike anything else, we'll talk about that a little bit Monday. Also, Evan Grant of the Morning News will join us Monday. He's going to talk about Rangers-Mariners over the weekend, and he's got a big charity initiative that we want to shed some light on. But without further ado, Monty brings us the NIT Break.
Thank you.
是时候使用 NIT Break 了.
Is this the Chinese NIT Break?
Nice.
Okay. With the Chinese NIT Break, here's Justin.
No, I'm not going to end my career here. We have six candidates here on the NIT Break today. Congrats to Jay this morning.
Yeah. First one.
Really? It's a big one.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's his
there's Jay.
All right. Candidate number one here is Matt McLaren from The Invasion.
Damn it.
He'll say a weird word on you. This time, Mino, you were involved.
Okay.
Like, what if it's full animatronic and it just walks up and
that would be
it?
Awesome. They did it at Disney World for the Hall of Presidents.
That's right.
We can't have those serving us.
I think I need it to be a non-human shape.
Like a blob or?
No, just a box.
A wolf?
Or like a printer, basically, that's on wheels.
What about like a Minotaur or something?
Minotaur?
I think it's a Minotaur.
Yeah.
Yeah, Minotaur.
It's not a David Minotaur.
A centaur?
Yeah.
What do you call the thing that's a goat man with hooves but a body of a human?
What?
Barry Tristan Casas.
That is... Matt McLaren might be the Tristan Casas of the ticket. They're very similar.
Kind of has some CJ Wilson to him. I don't drink energy drinks.
Minotaur.
Minotaur.
Just don't put a D at the end of that.
I'm just picturing you shirtless with like a whole body of
okay.
How often do you do that?
Bull.
It's like the A-Rod painting.
Yeah.
All right. There is Matt McLaren. He is candidate number one. Up next here from the same show, one Donovan Lewis. Now, I feel like this has happened multiple times here on the station. I know I've done it. Dang it. Not that. I've done that plenty. But I'm talking about activating old Siri. I believe one...
Just don't even say it because it's going to activate.
One midday fella told her to shut up, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
But here, Donnie gets her engaged.
And I'm going to throw my hand in there and say my vote is to just let it go.
Because, yeah.
Don't open up the wound that's already still just even... No, it's not even healed. It's still there. It's still evident.
So, yeah.
Just don't do it.
Uh-oh. What did Siri have to say? She upset?
She has open wound basics.
Whoa.
You can use that.
In general, wounds can either be classified as closed while the skin strays intact or open.
Yeah,
they're always listening.
You're just Norm with a software update.
Okay. What did I do? I'm just
there we go.
I don't even know how to activate it.
It gets you a
hospital.
Hey
Siri. How are you going to feel when Luca comes back to town?
Live coverage of Donovan talking to AI.
All right, this goes on for another 35 seconds, but I had to pause it. We're out of time here. But, boy, they really just saw the butterfly go by and interrupted their whole segment. A little Siri talk.
You can't say it. It's going to activate.
Yeah, hey, Alexa.
Yeah, don't say hatchet wound.
Don't say that.
Start talking to you.
Order dills. All right, candidate number three here on the NIT Break, we have Corby. Now, Corby, trying to wrap up the hard line, tells you what's coming up next on the ticket, and then completely forgets what's coming up next on the ticket.
By the way, Nico got two players.
That's right.
And didn't have to even spend any money. So
yeah, the Red Sox didn't want a Supermax, babe.
No.
True that.
All right, that'll do it. You don't care what time it is. The Stars are next. Vancouver in town. We need this one. Let's go get it. And thank you to nobody today for joining us. Is EA doing the top 10?
You just teased the Stars game.
After the Stars. What's EA doing here?
He's running the Stars game.
Oh.
He's playing for the Stars tonight.
Can you imagine EA between the pipes?
I would pay anything for that to happen. All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
All right, we got the Stars coming up next. Is EA doing the top 10?
Corby slowly transforming into Mike. Because Mike would do that all the time. It'd be a Stars playoff game at 6 o'clock. He's like, all right, top 10.
Yeah.
Up next. I'm like, no, we're getting out of here an hour early.
It's 5:30.
Yeah.
Oh, Corby. What a guy. All right. Up next here on the NIT break, candidate number 4 is one Saad Youssef. I don't feel like he's a player a lot here on the NIT break, so glad we get to hear from him.
He's just solid. Solid Saad is what I like to call him.
Good point, DJ.
So last Friday, he was filling in for Deddy during the NIT break. During the regular E break. And you will hear at the beginning them playing a clip. And when the clip ends, Saad wants to try to help the show, and he comes in with tiny little Saad voice, and the musers can't handle it.
On Sports Radio, 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Oops. Sorry about that. Hey, by the way, I'll take it. Hey, it's 9:22 on The Ticket, T-Box. Why not? I have a question for you.
Well, your question is brought to you by Tempest Golf Course in Gladewater, United Ag and Turf.
So, Eli, how many followers do you have on Twitter?
That wasn't the question.
That's what everybody was wondering, though.
Yeah.
How many followers Eli has on Twitter?
I got this. Listen to this, Rick. Listen to this question that I've got that's sponsored. We sponsored that question.
Yeah.
Double
sponsored. Sponsored question. It took me a week to come up with this question.
By the way, the answer is 7,300.
Okay. 7,300.
That was the most meek answer.
Thank you, Saad. Saad Youssef is producing for us this morning. And who knows? You may hear that next week.
Little 3'3" Saad.
Man. He started strong.
And then he.
Backs
off. He kind of had. Killer.
A little bit.
Killer vibes there.
Yeah, you see those Musers headlights. Sometimes you just freeze.
Yeah.
I think he realized halfway through they probably don't care how many Twitter followers Eli had, but he was already halfway through it, so he had to finish.
The eye contact.
He's a journalist.
He is.
Yeah.
He's got to get it right.
Just reporting facts. Get over it. All right. Our last two candidates here. It's our favorite guy ever in this segment. Sunday Morning Ham. Our first one from Ham. Just a classic Ham tongue tie.
Was that the dog noises I was making?
And then you asked DJ, is that a dog?
Yes, if I didn't know better, I might think that's a dog.
I would let Michael Vick board for a week.
Oh my God.
Well, again, we don't want to deter you, so please do it more. We won't record you, I promise.
Speaking of dog, for back of a let,
back of a leg? What were you about to say?
He said back of a let.
Lack of a better analogy. Did you pull the trigger on sending your dog to
training? Dropped her off on Tuesday morning.
Back of a letter term. Going for lack
back
of a
of
better
a
term.
Back of a letter term.
Lack of a better analogy, apparently.
Right, yeah. We were way off. So there is our first one from Ham. The second one, he stepped into a bear trap whenever we were doing a little follow-up on a segment we did earlier in the day. And tell me if you think DJ helped out here.
We'll do a little April Fool's Open follow-up. But first, some follow-up from our opening segment.
Oh.
Where we reviewed my early Facebook posts.
Did your aunt reach out?
She said she'd meet up with you for lunch?
The one that passed? That one? One that I told you about a couple weeks ago?
I don't know, same aunt.
You can have more than one aunt.
Get back over here, DJ. You're a part of this, too.
Nope.
You can't distance that far.
Nope. Distancing.
You need to come over here and wear it, just like Ham is.
Condolences.
I guess
to your
when
aunt.
I'm at her funeral next Saturday, I'll ask her. If that makes you feel any better.
Okay. All right.
Get over here. Turn me into Scorpion. So Scorpion. We did a little talk about my Facebook posts.
Way to go, Ham.
And one of them we could not figure out.
Just sorriness.
At least we got some laughter from Justin. So
few,
he's
a few things.
He's able to move on.
We had morning Monty voice.
Oh yeah.
And also, Ham, Monty's aunt passed away. So you don't wish her condolences. You say condolences to the family.
No, he's going to go to the funeral.
He could have another aunt.
He's going to go to the funeral and look in her coffin and go, I'm so sorry
I'm
this
so
happened.
Sorry this happened.
I'm sorry I said these things about you on the radio.
And what a declarative statement. You can have another aunt.
Yeah, super defensive. And yeah, that tracks for DJ. DJ,
he was in that back corner over there.
In the corner over there, providing no help. But I don't mind.
He's just
making,
Nico Harrison in the tunnel.
Yeah, letting Ham squirm is not a bad idea either. All right. Is it Matt McLaren and Minotaur? Is it Donnie activating Siri, Forgetful Corby, Tiny Little Sod, Back of a Letter Term, Ham, or Bear Trap Ham? Let's start with Ham.
Give me Sod.
All right. Mino.
He's not on here much, but I think I'll Sod.
Okay. There he is. Sean?
Yeah, Tiny Sod was too big of a stop down. I have to go with old Yusuf.
Lando.
The mythical creature known as the Minotaur.
Ooh. All right. I think I would also vote for Sod, giving him 4-1. That's got to be, yeah, that is his first NIT break.
Absolutely.
Win.
Let's go, Sod.
That's a week with
yeah.
two first-time winners for Biggie Break and NIT.
Let's keep it going, Sod.